here at ASIS with Mike Schneider, and we're going to find out what's going on. So, Mike, good to see you again, and why don't you tell me, you know, what's new with the business, and, you know, what's happening this year, and what are we going to see early next year?
Okay. Well, yeah, as you know, we took the property over in April from United Technologies. So the last 4 months or so that we've had it, it's been a lot of detaching ourselves from United Technologies. So we've changed every logo on every truck, every uniform, every building, every piece of stationery. That was kind of necessary and kind of simple, but a lot of big task for us. Also starting to pull ourselves away from United Technologies. Pulling ourselves off their network, building our own information systems, set up a corporate office down in Boca Raton, Florida. We've hired just a bunch of people to fill the needs of the today needs of that company is in sales, management, technical positions. And that kind of got us, it took us several months, but we think we've finally gotten to a place where we're now ready to build off of that. So what we've spent the last couple months doing is really set up the technology platform. To back up a little bit, I think the opportunity in the business right now with Red Hawk is that we've got probably the best suite of capabilities in the industry. A very, very strong video monitoring capability, a center through fire and life safety to emergency notification, evacuation, mass notification, managed services, integrated systems, up to and including the sale and deployment and servicing of ATMs. So it's a big suite of products or capabilities. If you then marry that to, I think, really pent up demand because of lack of capital in the industry, we think that all the pieces are in place to then marry that with technology and sales and distribution and really be able to get more than our fair share of the business as it starts to unfold. So what we've done is we built, and you just saw a press release a week or two ago on an agreement we signed, a partnership we signed with Next Level to provide use of the cloud for storage, retrieval, control of video access control systems, as well as some fire. You'll see more of those announcements come up as we round out a suite of products. And what we hope to have is a suite of technology that we can concentrate on that fits the needs of our targeted customer that really is current with the industry, maybe even a bit ahead in terms of the entire suite. Married with everything else that I told you about. So we've been really doing that. Then you add things like we set up we introduced the website, the external website a couple weeks ago. You'll start to see us do some trade advertising. Next up will be to start to staff more fully the sales force around the country to take advantage of everything that I've just described. So it's been a really, really busy 4 or 5 months.
Certainly sounds like it. Yeah. So about roughly how many employees now, and what do you see that ramping up to in the near future?
Well, it's about 1,400 employees now, Emma, and we see, that's a tough question to ask. It really depends on if we're effective in what we think we're doing, we're really comfortable we'll be effective. So we've all, the management team has done this. Dean Sievers, myself, Alex Tremack already is here, Mike McDonald, just a bunch of really strong management team. If we achieve the goals that we've set for ourselves, you can see that ramping steadily over the next, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. It could double, triple. It really depends on how successful we are in staying current and a bit ahead of the market.
And at what point did you kind of come into the picture as part of this entity? And what drew you to it, and how did that happen?
Yeah, I was contacted by United Technologies last fall. They knew of me because of ADT. They also knew that for the last 4 or 5 years I was consulting with private equity on security services opportunities. And so I was contacted by them and asked if I had interest, and B, I could get the deal done. So getting the deal done was really pretty easy. I had the right contacts. The number of people very interested in this space right now. Very compelling, I think, from an investment point of view. So lining up the appropriate investors, building the structure was pretty easy. The rest was just working through the diligence of the deal to make sure that what we were going to buy was what we were going to get.
What do you think's missing in that space right now, and how are you going to fill that void?
Well, I think the space is earmarked by players that are very large, but play kind of a inch deep, mile wide. And so I think that they don't provide, I think, real specialized value to all customer types, and we're focusing on middle market customers. And we think that particular customer, because they're not national accounts, but yet they're not small business, have to deal with all the problems of compliance to insurance requirements, obviously all legislation, have major risk as it relates to litigation, avoidance of risk for people who use their facilities on a daily basis, have business at risk from loss, theft, shrink, fire, burglary, robbery, workplace violence is an issue. So they've got all these issues. They deployed security systems probably on average 15 years ago. Those systems that were deployed then no longer meet their needs as a business. We're gonna learn what those very specialized needs are, and we're gonna help them apply new technology to meet their needs as an enterprise, not just for the thin slice of security.
And since you left ADT, how has the space changed, do you think? What do you see as the biggest changes in the drivers from then?
Yeah, 6 years ago, when I left ADT, this was a totally different show. It was earmarked by a bunch of really small startup or intermediate term small technology companies. Technology was very laser focused. It was configured for a feature or a specific application. Now you look at the density of this place in terms of the profile of the companies that show here. Samsung, Ingersoll Rand, you see the big Tyco presence, the big United Technology presence. Stanley, the show has just gotten bigger, deeper, denser, I think. The profile much, much higher. So I think that all says that we're finally ready to solve in-depth problems for customers instead of just, isolated one-offs, which is where it was literally 6 years ago. And we become more ingrained in their business as an enterprise, not just as a supplier.
So more corporate, so to speak?
I think it's definitely more corporate. But, that amount of, I think, money flowing in from a big corporate, you definitely start to see more cohesive technology. Again, if you think back 5 or 6 years, the technologists that were here would show technology that did one thing for one customer type, and then they would hope that somebody saw it so they could, they get their economic benefit. Now you're starting to see, suites of products that are really more customer life, end-to-end oriented. They're more consistent with the way a company's run as opposed to just one specific aspect of a company's security or loss prevention program. And I think that's a big deal here.
And as you look at, your business now, do you think that acquisitions will be part of the future, or is it, really focusing on the organic part of it right now, and how are you planning that out?
It'll be a mix. Initially we'll be all organic because we've got some holes that are more easily addressed organically. We've certainly got a need to build out our sales force. There are some locations that we'd like to put offices that we don't have now. Certainly a lot of stuff that just day-to-day business is business building. But as soon as that's done, it won't be that long. I mean, we'll start to look to acquire. We'll look to acquire capabilities that we don't have. Certainly more office locations that we don't have. Maybe product lines that we don't currently have or offer. We'll be very opportunistic in terms of looking at acquisitions to supplement the organic growth.
How do you feel about the brand name right now? I mean, you feel pretty good about it? You feel like you really have some work to do there to get it more established?
Yeah, it's good news and bad news. The good news was that this was a roll-up of 20-odd acquisitions, and so those little brand names were never taken off. You know, they really continue to operate under United Technologies as Detection Logic, as Red Hawk, as NNSI, and so on. About a year ago, United Technologies just started slapping the Chubb logo everywhere, but nobody saw it. So we've now got a pretty strong base of locally identified companies, and we're going to very carefully and methodically start to lay the Red Hawk brand on top of that and make it look additive, not just different.
Are you having a lot of dialogue with vendors right now and trying to?
Like I say, a lot of our work right now is making sure that we've got a technology platform that really is current with the needs of customers and the technology that's flooded into the industry over the last several years. So we want to have the most focused technology suite in the industry.
Is there still some sort of tying together to do or bringing together of some of those pieces that UTC had put under that umbrella? Or is that pretty much all, that part of it at least, squared away?
It was kind of a confederacy. I mean, it was what we've tried to do, and there's no better person in the industry than Dean Severs to do this, was start to pull together on kind of common operating platforms, all these disparate businesses. Not to take away their identity or change the culture as much as just to take advantage of the increased quality, productivity, and brand, the reputation that you get from operating off a common platform instead of just kind of reinventing everything every day.
Do you think the model can work in this industry of a manufacturer and integrator being under the same umbrella?
Never say never. I think it can. I think that it requires probably that integration that the industry hasn't seen yet. I don't think they've seen the people with the vision and the ability to actually pull it off.
Overseas, it's not uncommon, obviously.
Exactly. But you see Asa Abloy here and Ingersoll Rand, a couple of really good guys. They really know that business. So if anybody can put that together, I'm hopeful it could be those guys.
And what's your main objective at the show right now?
We just say hi. I haven't seen a lot of people here in a couple of years, so we've got a number of customers that want to meet us here, so we brought people here to meet with customers, and because it's good concentration, we're able to meet a lot of customers in a couple of days. Just to reaffirm that we're fresh with all the technology that's available in the industry instead of just the stuff that we've looked at. Just to say hi. We know a lot of people out here. So just say hi and hopefully recruit a few people and it'll all be great.
It'll probably be a resource for you. I know that you're constantly looking for content and case study types of things.
Yeah.
Certainly have that in mind down the road to identify some that might be of interest to you, and whether it's retail, banking, some of the different verticals.
I want to thank you.
Okay, thank you.